The murder of Charlie Kirk in September 2025 may well have been a watershed moment in American history. And while we may have political differences in this country and we may have robust political debate in this country, resorting to violence to silence your opponent shows that a major line has been crossed. And obviously that happened with Charlie Kirk. Resorting to violence, in fact, takes the argument out of Christian boundaries. However, Marxism has often resorted to violence to establish their power. Dr. Paul Kanger is an historian, a political science professor at Grove City College. He's a best-selling author. He's written a lot about the whole communist movement and, you know, the killing fields, if you will. Dr. Kanger joins us now to discuss violence used to promote political purposes. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And, Paul, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, anytime, Jerry. Good to be back with you.
Sure. I remember one of your books. It may have been A Pope and a President, talking about Pope John Paul II and Ronald Reagan. And you had about 100 or 200 pages or something about just the violence of the communists in the, you know, beginning days or decades of the Soviet Union, and especially their anti-religious crusade.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, above all, they are against religion. I mean, they, you know, Marx said in his famous Opiate of the Masses essay, where he called religion the opiate of the masses, he said the criticism of religion is the beginning of all criticism, right? So Marx also said the communism begins where atheism begins. So they knew that in order to do the things that they wanted to do, I mean, you know, Dostoevsky said, if God does not exist, everything is permissible. They knew that they had to take out God or the idea of a God, right? I mean, they can't take out God, but they tried to claim that God didn't exist. So by trying to banish the idea of God, of moral absolutes, of any belief in a higher power, they could substitute their own system, their own belief system, and that belief system, you know, preached abolition of private property, abolition of the family, as it says in the Communist Manifesto, right? Abolition of the family, exclamation mark, even the most radical flare up of this infamous proposal of the communists, quote unquote. So, yeah, that was all part of it. And of course, you know, when you take God out, I remember the late D. James Kennedy, a sermon that he gave, and he talked about Otto Scott's book on the French Revolution, right? Once they replaced from the altar in the Cathedral of Notre Dame a statue of the Blessed Mother with Our Lady of Reason, right? You know, they were replacing the idea of religion with their own ideas, right? Their, you know, their own anti-religious secular creed. And Otto Scott said, as D. James Kennedy said, shortly after that, the blood began to spill. So it's only a matter of time before that leads to blood and to violence.
And what are your thoughts in the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination and the way some people have been rejoicing? I mean, even some people in college campuses. And I know you teach in a very conservative and Christian-oriented college, but I'm sure you've, you know, followed the news. It's actually been kind of shocking for me. I mean, I know you might disagree with the guy, but come on, to dance or to even mimic the way he was shot in the neck and so forth. To me, it's been shocking.
Yeah, well, I would say that I'm shocked and surprised, but frankly, Jerry, I'm not. I mean, I know what the left is like. I know how radical these people are. And, you know, the extreme left eventually resorts to violence. A friend of mine says that socialism, his credo for that, his slogan for that is suggest, shove, shoot, right? First, you suggest the idea, and if they don't like it, then you shove them. And if they don't give in to the idea at that point, then you shoot, right? And, you know, these Marxist revolutions have done that from the very beginning. All of these Marxist revolutions have been violent. When you don't agree with them, you know, they cart you off. They take you off to Siberia. They eventually resort to guns and gulags. And when they convince themselves that their opponents, whether a Donald Trump or even gosh, just a, you know, 20, 30 something like Charlie Kirk are, you know, fascists and Nazis and the equivalent of Hitler. I guess it's real easy for them to whip their people into the idea that someone like that should be eliminated. I mean, after all, knowing what you know now, if you were in Nazi Germany in 1936, wouldn't you take off Adolf Hitler? You know, only a matter of time before, you know, Charlie Kirk and Donald Trump, you know, kill six to 10 million misfits, right? And young people who are being miseducated, they don't know any better. So they're told these things, you know, Charlie, Trump, Nazi, fascist, and they think, well, by golly, they must be a Nazi and a fascist. And they're pushed to use force. So sadly, I'm not shocked and surprised at all.
Support, shove, shoot. Who came up with that? That's amazing.
suggest, shove, shoot.
Oh, that suggest. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The bullet, one of the bullet casings of the suspected shooter, not yet convicted shooter of Charlie Kirk, one of the bullet casings said, "Catch this, fascist." So it's like, okay. And he also said to his trans lover, in a tweet that, you know, the reason I did this is because Charlie was an inveterate hater. At this point, I'm paraphrasing him. And some hate you can't negotiate out. So I just got to shut this guy up. Otherwise, the hate will continue.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And my friend, my colleague, Ann Hendershot, she wrote a piece for us at the American Spectator on the flyers posted around Georgetown University a couple weeks ago by a group that said, "Hey, fascists, catch this." And it's one of the radical groups on campus. I guess they think that's funny. They think it's cute. And I saw the viral video a few days ago from a woman who was reported to be a public school teacher in Chicago at one of the No Kings protests on Saturday, October 18th. And guys are driving by in a truck with a big like MAGA flag or something else, and they've got a Turning Point USA flag, and she's got her finger pointed at her neck like I'm squeezing a trigger, mocking the death of Charlie Kirk. And that's a teacher. That's allegedly a teacher who's doing that. And I'm not surprised by that either, because you know, the most radical people that are doing the miseducating and leading the revolution are teachers. And by the way, I would say at a lesser level, although I certainly hope that this group would never support mocking Charlie Kirk, the No Kings rally, one of the biggest supporters of that was the American Federation of Teachers, the AFT. Imagine the AFT, which represents teachers in a massive teachers union, would be supporting No Kings protests. You would think that if anybody, teachers ought to know that Donald Trump, call him what you want, right? You know, bigot, you know, idiot, you know, moron, whatever you want to call him. The guy is clearly not a king. I mean, he's obviously not a monarch, right? You would think that teachers could step into the fray and provide a little civil discourse and you know, real education. But unfortunately, groups like the AFT are part of this, you know, radical left revolution of miseducation. That's
How about some comments about Antifa? And for example, we see what's happening in Portland, Oregon. It's all part of the same thing. They're resorting to violence. Remember, just even a month or two ago in Texas, there was a shooting by a guy who was against ICE, and he was trying to assassinate them, and he ended up killing, I guess, somebody that was going to be deported, an illegal that was going to be deported, but he was in that van, and then that man, the shooter, shot himself as well. But comment on that, Antifa and communism and violence and so forth.
Yeah. Well, and Antifa began out of the 1930s in Europe as the anti-fascist group that was there in Europe to allegedly oppose Hitler and the Nazis and Mussolini and other groups. But in fact, as you see so often with these anti-fascist groups, including the American Front Group, which was called the American League Against War and Fascism, these are often groups that are communists. communist or socialist. So they have that other agenda. I mean, it isn't like this is the Little Sisters of the Poor and the Salvation Army out there opposing fascism, right? I mean, these people usually have an ulterior motive and another agenda, and it's often to front for socialism or communism. So if they were truly genuine peace groups, that would be commendable, but they're often not. Here, this again reminds me of a group we talked about a lot, Jerry, Black Lives Matter. Of course Black Lives Matter. Who would oppose a group that is protesting violence, police violence against Black people in America? But then you go to their website and you find out from the founders, Patrice Cullors, she says, Patrice Cullors and Alicia Garza, Patrice says, yes, Alicia and I, we are super versed in ideological theories. We are trained Marxists. And you go to their website and it calls for the abolition of the nuclear family, filled with all kinds of Marxist junk. So, people listening, don't just go out there and support the latest group because you think that they're opposing fascism, right? Find out a little bit more about what they believe first, because most of them are pretty radical themselves and, frankly, often violent.
You know, it's always interesting because when people talk about, let's say Antifa, that would be on the far left, but then they might talk about the fascists as if they're on the far right. But what does that even mean? When they're fascists, doesn't that involve government control? For example, Mussolini was a fascist, and he involved, he was in advocating and practicing government control of the economy. So as opposed to, like a free enterprise capitalist or whatever. So I'm not sure that fascists should be labeled in the right as right wing in any way, shape or form.
Yeah, in fact, Mussolini had been a Marxist and a socialist at first. And some people who are educated about Mussolini might say, well, he threw Antonio Gramsci in jail. Yeah, he did. But what often happens with socialists and Marxists and communists, as you know, Jerry, from the history of this stuff, these people are at each other's throats all the time, right? But the Nazis were the National Socialist German Workers' Party. I mean, it doesn't exactly sound like free market economics, right? National Socialist German Workers' Party, that's who the Nazis were. Did they hate the communists and the Bolsheviks? Yeah, but guess what? They came together in August 1939, Hitler and Stalin to sign a pact together, right? So when they're not working together, they'll be at each other's throats. When they're not at each other's throats, they're working together. But they're from the far left. They're not on the kind of free market right. These aren't like disciples of the monetary school or Austrian school of economics. This isn't Hayek and Mises and Milton Friedman and these aren't like Reagan Goldwater supporters, right? These are people that are all about big government and the power of the state and the barrel of the gun.
Okay, we have about 1 minute left. I'm going to give your website. It is faithandfreedom.com. How about a closing thought on using violence for political purposes, especially in the wake of Charlie Kirk's murder?
Yeah, well, look, as Christians, our model is Jesus, right? What would Jesus do? And Jesus could get quite angry and turn over tables in the temple. He also preached turning the other cheek. But above all, right, Jesus was against violence, right? Peter, put down your sword, right? We are to oppose all forms of violence. And if we get involved in a war even, it has to follow what we believe are tenets of just war doctrine. So, we are against violence as Christians, period.
Certainly on the personal level, I mean, obviously in the case, like you say, of war, then it if it's a just war, that does make sense. Faithandfreedom.com, mm-hmm. Dr. Paul Kanger. Thank you, Paul. All the best.
All right, Jerry. Anytime.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.